This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
The whole Ensign Rand Yeoman Rand thing, it's like this great story where she was a great story, but she was sexually assaulted by a Paramount executive and kind of forced out, iced out, and then had a bunch of problems. But the great part of the story is that Shatner and Nimoy really lobbied to get her in this movie and lobbied to get her other stuff, just to get her checks. You know, yeah, what I mean? Like, to help her through this difficult time. And
Grace Lee Whitney, by the way, the actress who played Yeoman Rand.
Grace Lee Whitney. And it's like, what's my role in the movie? Oh, you kill somebody.
You've been promoted from yeoman to working in the transporter
room. That's amazing.
Yep. And then you murder two people due to incompetence.
In the most terrific way possible. I mean, it's not her fault, but it is like, holy shit.
It's bad, man. There's a malfunction with the Enterprise transporter system. They're like losing the signal on these guys. It's a fucked up thing where Rand is like trying her best. And then Kirk and Scotty are like standing behind her, just like, get out of the fucking way.
Yeah.
And literally like push in front of her. And Kirk's like taking over, like, oh, Starfleet, boost whatever the fuck. And I'm like, what do you think she was doing?
Exactly.
You're not doing anything different, you pig.
No, just so everyone knows, she was operating the controls. Not me.
Oh, no, they're forming. Oh, no, it's too late. You killed them. They died.
Dude, they're forming. And then someone's like, oh my God.
That's Kirk. He's holding back vomit. And these things are screaming.
Yes.
And then it's like, Starfleet, tell me you got them. And it's just this dude like, yeah, what got back to us didn't live long. And that's probably for the best.
Well, send my condolences to the families. Who wants lunch?
I can't hear you over the flamethrowers. We had to destroy them immediately.
One of them turned into a spider and tried to walk out of here.
You would not believe it. Spider hands, skeleton spider hands, one of them had.
You know, I probably should have told Sonak that he didn't need to be up here quite so quickly. Maybe I was a bit overzealous.
One of their foreheads opened up with a jaw and started eating people. It was fucking unbelievable.
No, Snornak, you can't take the teacup over. We have to save the gas. You're beaming, buddy.
Listen, me and Scotty will take the teacup. You will be transporting. I'm sure they'll fix it by the time you
sure.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Look, I can't wait. You get your lunch. We'll meet you up there. Just transport. It'll take 2 seconds.
Okay, we're sending through a cafeteria worker to see if it works this time. All right? We can't be killing science officers like this.
Oh, my God. We lost Sonak and Lunch Lady Doris transport.
They fused into one.
I'm forming.
Just mix it in with the rest of the sloppy joes. No one will notice. Just put it into the tray that Lunch Lady Doris was preparing.
Wow, well, yeah. That's what the problem is. She was smoking while she was transporting. No, you can't do that.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would probably fuck you up pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah, it's so awesome because it's just like, oh, Rand, what did you do?
He does say at the end, oh, it's not your fault. And it's very cool that he got her a gig.
Your liability is limited.
Yeah, apparently Nimoy was like a big holdout for this project. And apparently they started selling like his ad. They were doing ads in like the UK and stuff with Spock on it for beer and shit
that.
And he had to find out from, what was it, Peter Fonda or something. Like, I hope you got paid for all this fucking shit. And he had no idea and he was furious. He didn't want to go back. And part of the negotiation was obviously a lot more money for him to recoup some of that shit. And also bring back Rand.
Yeah, well, that Sonak character, kind of like Decker and Ilya or Alia, whatever. Ilya.
It's a tough name.
Ilya was part of the TV Phase 2 cast, and he was going to be like kind of the
Sonak
new.
Sonak was going to be the and new.
It's like, oh wow, we got. And he's like, oh yeah, Sonak, nice. And 5-year commitment. Oh, it's going to be a movie. Even better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bad news. Nimoy said yes, so here's your new pages. I die in the transporter.
Now, I don't think they're going to film the part where they say you come out looking like pasta bolognese. I don't think they're actually going to film that. But that should be in your head when you're acting. Yeah,
either way, you don't have to come to work that day.
For a hot second, I, as a much younger lad, had a false memory that you saw these people like come out.
Oh, really?
Side. Yeah, yeah, I think I fucking watched this movie and then watched a trauma thing or some shit right after.
Watched the baboon scene from The Fly.
Well, you do see a little something. Like, it's a very in light. The beam. Yes, you see like a right. little, like a face in the wrong place. You're like, yikes.
It's kind of like when that guy's screaming face comes out in the opening of the X-Files.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That guy's awesome. Where is he today? We were talking about the fucking Nevermind baby. Where's that guy?
That's a good call. Maybe that's actually like a picture of Chris Carter that he just did that with. Maybe. I don't know.
Where is he?
And then
where's he today?
Sitting on a huge pile of money somewhere. Having
Why not
a great
me?
Life.
Why not me?
Well, you didn't make the X-Files.
Yeah, I didn't make shit. Anyway, let's continue.
Decker comes in like, nice, Joe, you old fuck. That's one on your belt.
It's fucked up though, because he's like, oh yeah, Decker, we're going to have to replace Konar. Looks like you're pulling double duty as science yes. officer. So it's like, this guy, stole my command away from
yes.
me, humiliated me in public in front of my whole crew.
Yep.
And then murdered my fucking science officer only to make me do his job also now.
In possibly the most painful and terrible way you could kill yep. a person oh, imaginable.
Yep. Yep. Big time.
He was the best man at Sonak's wedding. You know
totally,
what I mean?
Like, totally. Just, he was there when he successfully completed the Colinar.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Kind of everybody who successfully completes the Colinar. Not to be a dick or nothing. It's really easy. It's really easy.
You know, you can just fake it. They don't know shit. They're not. They're old. Do you think they still can do the mind meld the way they used to?
Oh, yeah. I feel nothing. Nothing doing up here, man.
Yep. Yeah. There you go.
Anyway,
now you're the head of the Vulcan Science Academy.
If you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies for all sorts of exclusive Patreon content. You get a unique RSS feed you could put into any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.